G'day friends, it's the 20th of April and today looks to be a mixed overcast day from the rains we have had over the weekend in Perth or in Western Australia or the southern west anyway. So I think it's a joy to hear rain and it prepares us for things ahead of us. I encourage you to hit pause, to ponder on the blessing that the Lord does give us, even when we don't expect it. Friends, we pick up the story in Exodus chapter 16, verse 19, as the children of Israel are being provided for in the desert with manna from heaven and also quail for food. It's a rather long section in Exodus chapter 16, so we've read the first half of the story of this part of God's provision for them. And now we hear a little bit about, again, the rebellion of the people. Verse 19, Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed. And when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person. And the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. He said to them, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of Sabbath rest, a holy day to the Lord. So bake what you want, bake and boil what you want to the boil. Save what is left and keep until morning." So they saved it until morning, as Moses had commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots. "Eat it today," Moses said, "because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any." Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instructions? Bear in mind that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day he gave you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where they are on the seventh day. No one is to go out." So the people rested on the seventh day. The people of Israel called bread manna. It was white like coriander seed, and it tasted like wafers made with honey. Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come, so they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you out of Egypt." So Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it. Then place it before the Lord to be kept for generations to come." As the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron put the manna with the tablets of the covenant of the Lord so that it might be preserved. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years until it came to the land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan. An omer is 1/10 of an ephah. What a detail in this story. Immediately I'm challenged by the day of rest, the Sabbath, for generations to come. And I know that we celebrate on the Lord's Day, the Sunday, the first day of the week, to connect with one another, to praise his name, to rest. I'm puzzled a bit, and I am fully aware that we are to be always in a place of Sabbath rest before the Lord, because he is our strength and our confidence and our hope and our dependence through worship. But I've been prompted by this throughout last year, what it is to rest more and as much as possible to stop and to be still, whether it be the Saturday. I guess that's for each of us to be convinced and to work towards as the Lord leads you, but each day to stop for a moment and to maybe intentional on the weekend, perhaps the Saturday, to stop for a significant amount of time before the Lord. It's good for our mind and good for our soul, and I have to confess in recent weeks or months there has been a increase in doing things. Perhaps that's not what's the best way when we have these restrictions. Perhaps we can use these wisely to stop and be still, and I need to do the same. Some other things jumped out as I read this. Keeping things, storing up ideas or treasures in our heart when we are to be dependent upon God each day. And the idea of holding on to things over the Sabbath, and to go out and gather things when we should be depending regularly on him. That's a bit of a challenge for each of us. Perhaps work has got tight and this time we're in has put financial strain and concern on many of us. Perhaps a word for us all is to rest in him. Be at peace with what we do receive for our days. Make changes and depend upon him to provide, and not to rush out and gather inappropriately. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27 to 31. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked comes to nothing. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the blameless, but is a ruin for those who do evil. The righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. From the mouth of the righteous comes the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be silenced. Oh, each of them have treasures for us, knowing that we have an eternity of life ahead, not just the present. God's ways are wise for us to live in the present with hope for the future. God bless, friends. Hit pause, meditate and rest in the Lord, and I'll talk to you Wednesday.